Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners of Lower Your Expectations. Welcome back to our podcast, England, England.
I do love that song, to be fair.
Actually, it could be a bit of a different story by the time it comes out, couldn't it?
Oh, well, because...
Well, because there would have just been a game on Sunday that England obviously would have won.
5-0.
3-0.
That's a good... Oh, we should both do a prediction and see which one comes true.
I'm going
4-0. I don't think Panama will score.
Well, I mean, everyone listening knows, but those were our predictions just before recording them. But we're on a high because England did win last night. And yeah, we're on a high. Matt's voice sounds funny because of some singing and he got a bit into it. I've seen a video of him. I can confirm he was fully in football lad spirit, singing along to the songs.
It was amazing though, like scoring in the last minute like that. The whole, because we were walking back from where we watched it. And everyone was just so happy.
Oh, right. As I thought you meant like you left.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, as soon as they scored, we're going.
No, I thought you meant you left before he scored. You were like, oh, I'm
done. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That would have been.
Oh, that would have been awful. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
But you were watching it at the Gleam, the famous summer party, weren't you?
The famous
Gleam in the city.
Yeah, I was watching it there. To be honest, when I got there, Amy, the lovely woman who organised it all, looked a bit stressed because I was apparently the one leading the force to make sure they had it on.
Oh, you have to have the England game on.
Yeah, I mean, it came like 10 minutes before the game. I was the only one sat there. And then I...
Well, you actually, is so key. I'm proud of you.
I wish I could find a picture. I don't know where it is. But yeah, there's a really funny picture. I'll find it later of me just sat there in a chair, like waiting.
Like a little boy.
Yeah. But everyone did join in. Not everyone, but it was a really good, nice viewing experience.
Are you a big fan of the World Cup? Like, do you normally watch a lot of it? I remember 8 years ago, I think it's when we were studying for exams, I watched an awful lot of football then.
I can't ever really remember watching that much of the World Cup, like of other teams, but this year so far, I've been quite into it.
Well, now you've got two teams, haven't you? Or three teams playing, Germany, Russia and England.
I mean, I have links to all three.
Exactly.
I did never thought about that. I forgot about Russia. Sorry, Russia.
They won the first game though, so they're doing all right.
Germany didn't.
Yeah. Who does Steffi support?
Germany. Yeah. So that's our World Cup chat.
No, but what, I've got one more question on that. What happens if England play Germany? What happens then with you and Steffi? Break up.
What do you think happens?
Are you both going to support England and Germany? Or are you going to be like, whoever wins, wins?
I'll support England and she'll support Germany.
Well, when United play Bournemouth, I always support both teams. So I'm like, whoever wins, I'm happy for.
My friends rinse you for supporting both those teams. They say you're not allowed.
You are, of course you're allowed. Who's making the rules? Not Max. But yeah, I agree. I'm sure people don't turn up to this podcast to listen to football chat.
Yeah, we're going to carry on for the rest of the podcast. Everyone switch off.
But you've also recently, bit of follow-up to a previous episode.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could say which episode it was, but I didn't write it down.
I want to say it's like three episodes ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, you're right. You went to a Russian, German
Armenian wedding.
How was that?
It was an experience. I mean, I think I filled you in a little bit, but first of all, it was very long. Like, we didn't go to the ceremony. We just went to the sort of dinner.
Oh, like the evening.
And where the, but it's like they have the dinner there. So they...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had the dinner sort of with amongst the party thing.
Was it a wedding breakfast? Was it like at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or was it later?
Yeah, we were there at 3.
Oh, okay. So it probably was for the wedding breakfast then. But before you go too far into it, you know, there's a few stereotypes about Russia.
Yeah.
Russians. I guess Armenia. Is that next to Russia? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's close, yeah.
Cool.
It's where the Kardashians are from.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. Bit trivia. I've got a few questions for you, and
I would like you
to say yes or no. So I've got three stereotypes here.
Okay.
First one.
Racist.
Were people drinking vodka?
Yes.
Were they drinking it through their eyes, like eyeball pool in Kevin and Perry?
No.
Because that's how I imagine Russian people drinking vodka. They just go for it.
They just fucking just throw, like it, throw it in their eyes. Have you ever done an eye shot?
No.
Have you? Yeah. Unknowingly. I was, well, when I was younger, I was a little bit passed out on someone's sofa, shall we say.
Oh, my God.
And my friend thought it'd be funny to come and just pour vodka into my eye.
Are you still friends with that person?
No.
Oh my God.
Max, though, you're talking about Max. Max loves an eye shot every now and again.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
What difference does it make? Does it not, if you're doing vodka, doesn't it burn?
Blind you?
Yeah. Brilliant. Third and final question. Were everyone wearing like funny fur hats? You know, the big old hats?
No.
Or fake fur hats?
What, as in like the, you know, the big the hats like, people wear in the snow?
Yeah, those ones.
No.
Okay. Was there funny dancing?
30 degrees.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Yes. So vodka, yes. There was, as soon as I got in, bottles of vodka on every table and they were flying.
I love that. Bottles table. Of vodka on every table. So instead of wine,
Russian
you just
standard,
got vodka.
Russian standard vodka on every
that's
table. They were
would
flying
love
off the shelves. But they all drink it neat. So they all do shots
of it. So
is
it good vodka then? Because surely it's not nice if you're drinking.
Well, here's the thing. I was like, do you guys like the taste of that? And they're like, no. And they have a really interesting technique. So before you do a shot, you're meant to like breathe in really deeply, exhale, and as soon as you've exhaled all that big breath, you then neck the shot, and it just sort of goes down. You don't taste it. This is them telling me.
That's amazing. I'm gonna try that. Did it work?
I didn't drink any vodka.
Stayed away.
Yeah, they were a very pesty bunch of people.
Pesty.
Yeah, like I was obviously the only English guy there, so for them I was like entertainment in a way. And the
brilliant.
Basically, the further the night went on, the more drunk they got.
Well, vodka would do more, that to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but the more confident they got in like coming up to me. I mean, they were two Russian guys were absolutely rattled that I was learning German rather than Russian. They were literally like, why don't you learn Russian? And I was like, I don't know. Like,
also, isn't Russian really hard?
Yeah.
Like,
and he's like,
hard.
You need to learn Russian. It's much better than German. And I was like, I'm sorry. And it, yeah, just got a bit awkward.
I've forgotten. Don't Russians, isn't it? Yes. Da.
Da.
Da. I love
da.
That.
Privyet.
So they were going off then.
Yeah. And the
huge
dance
celebration.
Thing, mate, the funniest thing was, obviously, we sat down.
I saw Steffi's mum doing a dance in
so,
like an outfit.
So this is what I wanted to tell you is they have like an entertainer. So an entertainer kind of hosts the wedding, the whole thing.
That's quite cool.
And they like sing. So she was singing in like Russian / Armenian, German and English. They like organize things on time. They get people in and out, all this stuff. So they were like organizing the whole thing. But what it was kind of nice, but weird, is there's lots of people who participate in entertainment and games. So before it, they plan what they're going to do. Steffi's mum, for example, decided she was going to dress up and do a belly dance performance. Like, what? Lots of weird things like that I was just sat there like, what is going on?
How many people were there? I remember you saying it was going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, so this was small, apparently. Okay. I would say there was 200 there, 150, 200.
And that's small.
Yeah, it was small for them.
Oh
also, they
God.
Go on for 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
That's greedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't have 2 days. So what do you do on the second day? Same thing, like meet up for a meal?
Yeah,
and
I think just continuing the celebration.
Okay.
So it was an experience.
Were you getting involved in the entertainment? Were you doing a song or a dance or anything?
No, I wasn't.
You could have done your rap songs. You could have done one after another.
No.
They would have loved that, to be fair.
I don't think
if they'd had enough vodka.
I don't think they would.
Did Steffi have to do any performing?
No. Her brother got roped into doing something. He had to dress up in like a king's outfit. And so one thing they do there is they walk around with the wedding shoe and they walk around past everyone and you're meant to put in like €5 to help pay for things.
Oh, okay.
And he was walking around. Yeah, walking around with the wedding shoe on a tray dressed in a king's outfit. And we all put €5 in.
Why in a king's outfit?
I don't know.
So does that replace the present, the wedding present? Or do you get a present as well?
It's very different. There wasn't really like a
gifts.
Like a gift list and all that stuff. And also when it came to the speeches, they do the speeches at like, so it's 12 o'clock now. So everyone's obviously quite
midnight.
Yeah, midnight. Yeah, still there. Still going. And all of a sudden, it basically just turns into a free-for-all. They just have a microphone, and it's like, whoever wants to say something can just get up and speak.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, like, the line just never-ending of other people that were like, yeah, now I'll do a speech.
And so do they just go up and say, good luck in your wedding, well, I mean, we love you?
I didn't understand anything.
Of course, no, of course. But, yeah. Oh, my God. So there's not, like, the traditional, you've got maybe three people doing a speech, like a long, prepared speech.
It started like that. Oh, okay. But not, like, long or prepared. I mean, it was long, but definitely not prepared.
Okay. I love how anyone can just go up. That's like my idea for the wedding. I was going to have like a stand-up bit where everyone gets up and does like 30 seconds of stand-up. Yeah. I got shouted down for that. Just
by everyone.
Absolute no.
So it was definitely a cultural experience. And yeah. I think it's very cool that I was there. I witnessed it. I had a good time. The food was cool. The people were great. So it was interesting.
Without putting any pressure on you guys... Is your wedding going to be like this? If you and Steffi hypothetically get married, is it going to be like you're dressed up in the king outfit?
Definitely not. We've already said it would be a very small...
500 people. Well, apparently 150 is small, isn't it?
Are small.
Yeah.
It would be very small.
Look forward to that one, guys. I'm going to live stream it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ooh, where are we going? Look over on the left, please. It's Google. On the right, it's YouTube. Oh, you know where we are.
Google's the same as YouTube.
The digital world.
Do you know what? I could imagine you when you're like 50 being one of those tour guides at Universal Studios or something.
I'd love that. Honestly, I would love that.
Because it's really funny. Like, I did one with Steffi when we were there a few months ago. And the guy was so funny because he did enjoy his job, but he's clearly been there for a very long time. And he just was very sarcastic about the whole thing.
That's quite funny.
Like, you know, like the bus shakes and he's like, he was like, watch out, guys. Earthquake's coming. But like really taking the piss. It was brilliant. I can imagine you doing that.
When I'm like 70, I would love to do that. As like a part-time job, 2 days a week, in the Universal LA, I think.
70?
Well, would I want to be in LA when I'm 70?
Do you want to be working when you're 70?
I mean, no, it's like a hobby.
Just do it when you're like 50.
Could take the grandkids out with me. Come on. But yes, we are in the digital world, and there's been a seismic shift.
We're on approaching. That spaceship. Yeah. Traveling to another dimension, and that dimension is Instagram.
So there's been some big developments that, as the time of recording, haven't changed yet, but in 2 days it will be. Would you like to explain what's going on?
All right, so I'm going to be honest. At the time of recording, we are a day before this new change on Instagram's come out. And yeah, I mean, a lot of you have probably seen it by now, but it's a different format of consuming content, in the sense that it's consuming content in a vertical format in full quality videos up to 60 minutes on Instagram.
Crazy. So basically, they are doing what YouTube does in that sort of respect.
Yeah, it's just providing a different platform
for creators.
Yyeah, and I hope that it's definitely it is launching tomorrow. I hope it's out by now, because otherwise this is just going to be dog shit. Yeah.
And also it'll be leaked as well. Yeah, no one will know.
Yeah, no one will know. Let the secrets out. Yeah.
But how did you find out? Can you speak about that or not, probably?
I probably can't speak about that. Well, I don't know. I think I can. I've got a very good relationship with Instagram. And at the time, I had to sign something that.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't talk about it until it's out. Obviously, when it's out, I can talk about
it. So we're now breaking the law as well, then?
No, because
it's out. As long as it launches.
It's out, yeah. It's out. It is out. We're recording this on the 21st. It is out.
Yep, exactly. True. So a video platform on it, because they've already got stories,
yeah.
But now this is going to be longer form content. So, because yeah. Stories is, what, 15 seconds?
Yeah, but it's also different. Like, stories is a concept that it's wherever you are, whatever you're doing, share it. And it's obviously, it's compressed, it's not high quality, etc., etc.
It's all spontaneous, isn't it? I know people do plan them.
Yeah, they do, but it is more like, this is what's happening in the world where I am.
Exactly.
Whereas this, I think it's really interesting because it's giving a different dynamic to how we're used to consuming content. And Instagram's a platform. I really love Instagram. And
I think everyone does, don't they?
I think Instagram's just a very exciting place at the moment in terms of their growing, their growth rate. Obviously, they took Snapchat's idea of...
Just Snapchat, wasn't it?
Just Snapchat.
Snaps.
Yeah, snaps.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like
stories.
No, it's just snaps, isn't it? Oh, what you mean, you know, when you can add them and then everyone can watch it? It's just so irrelevant now. Oh, no one even knows.
He has killed them. No, the thing is, a lot of Snapchat
Instagram
is still...
killed
Yeah,
Snapchat,
but it did just come out and just conquer it.
Yeah, me personally speaking, the way I used to use Snapchat was to do, you know, funny little things like you know, whatever with filters and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, stories has got that, and you like scrolling through stories. Anyway, I would never scroll through Snapchat.
Yeah.
It was like, why would I ever leave Instagram to go and do that? Yeah. Like, it's all in one place. So
100%.
But will that be the case with YouTube? Now that we've got this platform where you can upload proper, quotation marks, proper videos, will people still go to YouTube?
I think YouTube's a lot bigger than Snapchat. YouTube has a lot more history than Snapchat. I think YouTube still and will always have a place in society.
Mm.
But
they're going to have to do something.
As a creator, speaking from personal experiences, speaking from other people who have voiced their opinions, I am becoming more and more frustrated as a creator coming from YouTube. Like, YouTube is a place where I've built up my whole career, millions of followers, and it just feels like YouTube is not putting creators first anymore.
Why is that? Why do you feel like that?
I just feel the way it's changed. You know, you go on the trending page today, there's not a single YouTuber on there. It's TV shows, music videos, movie trailers.
Do you think those companies pay to be on the trending page? Do you reckon that's how it works now?
That's a popular belief.
Surely
I'm not.
Why would they just be picking,
I don't know,
these big shows with huge budgets?
I can't comment because I genuinely don't know, but it is.
Maybe we should bum YouTube some money and see what happens.
But I think it's going to change a lot. For me personally, like, well, you know, we're already planning some really cool stuff for Instagram that may have already come up by now. But it's just, I don't know, like, what else to say about YouTubers? I mean, you're frustrated as a YouTube user.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is nitpicking, but I don't like the interface now. Maybe that's me being like, oh, but I was so used to how it was. Like, I don't like change. I don't know, but...
But
change
is good, but when you change things so often, and their issue is they'd like trial something and then just like bring it back and then like release it. There was no...
It doesn't seem to be a plan. It's so scattered.
Yeah, it's very scatty, whereas...
Have you heard what they're doing with the subscription page?
No.
Well...
Oh, yeah, into a...
Like Instagram, where you don't... It's not chronological anymore, so... Even with your subscription page, you won't be able to see the content that you want to see. Yeah. You're watching what they want you to watch.
Yeah. But you see,
so
that
what's
kind
going
of,
on?
That it's... works with Instagram, because Instagram is a platform that you will go on and check multiple times a day.
Yep.
You go on, you have a quick flick to kill time.
Yeah, there's loads of sessions.
And then you're done. Yeah.
Yep,
whereas YouTube is like, oh, you know, I'm back home from work, or I'm on my break at work, or... I'm watching dinner, and it's like you go to watch stuff, and I feel like you do less sessions but longer sessions, so I just feel it's going to be harder to find that content.
And I'm talking as a YouTube user, I never find new content now, because all the stuff that's been thrown at me is the, you know, the BuzzFeed videos and that kind of stuff. Like,
see, I was speaking to Louise Pentland last night about it, and I said the same. I was like, I'm finding it really hard to find content I enjoy on YouTube. And she actually said the opposite. that she's really enjoying, like she still watches a lot of YouTube, but she said that because she subscribed to a lot of those people. And I said to her, well, maybe it's the fact that the people I'm subscribed to, I'm just not receiving the content that I thought I was, or that, you know, is hitting the things that I desire from YouTube. And of course it's up to me, but I just, yeah,
that's a good point. And obviously you have a big influence on what I've been watching, not in the way you're like, Matt,
watch this.
No, you're not allowed to watch that in the way that obviously we have a very similar taste and like humor and stuff. So watch a lot the same people. And yeah, they're not uploading regularly because they're doing other things, because for whatever reason, YouTube isn't providing the same motivations, I guess. I really don't know, because a lot of the people we like have moved on to doing traditional stuff. Yeah. So, you know, like Life According to Jimmy Tatro is acting and writing shows. So he's not doing the content.
But then there's a bigger question there of everyone is like, are the people, if you like someone who's aspiring to do greater things than YouTube, I say greater in terms of someone like Jimmy Tatro, he comes on and he's like, look, I'm about acting and writing. And he shows that, and then he gets his big breaks that he's going to get in Hollywood, which is obviously his dreams. Someone like him is going to leave that behind. Like, it makes sense, because for him to accomplish what he wants, he's going to have to do it. But someone like PewDiePie, has he got goals bigger than YouTube? Is he being the most subscribed, is that fulfilling him enough? Is that he just happy with that? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe. Every creator's got their own aspirations. Ours are different. So it's like,
yeah, true. I guess it's you get out of YouTube what you put into it.
Yeah. Well, like
some people use
some
it as
extent,
a stepping stone. And
yeah, to some extent, I wouldn't say effort-wise or anything like that, because, you know, like I said, we're arguably putting in more effort to the videos now than we have done previously, but we obviously don't see that in terms of a business revenue model.
It'd be interesting to see, like, people in your kind of generation of YouTube creators, how it affects them going with Instagram coming up. Will it be that they now upload just on Instagram, like exclusively? Or is there going to be exclusive content for both kind of parties? Like, your audience on Instagram is very different to your audience on YouTube.
Yeah.
So the content you're going to be doing is going to be tailored to that. So I wonder what's going to happen. Like, you know, there's only one you and there's only so much time in the world.
Sure.
You're not going to be able to fulfill both platforms.
I think for me, it's like I'm looking at Instagram as a serious business tool. It's a real opportunity for me to grow in the space on Instagram that I'm already putting out there on Instagram with my fashion and stuff that I'm into. It's a real opportunity for me to push that and latch onto that. Whereas YouTube, I'm not like saying bye to YouTube, but YouTube has gone back to being, this is what we can do. This is a showcase, what we can write, that we about acting, all those things.
It's quite freeing in a way, actually, because although, like you mentioned, like the views aren't what they used to be, but the engagement, like the comments, you know, people get it now.
It's really nice.
It's lovely seeing it. And that's like the kind of the motivation as well. There are people who are there for that specific type of content now, which is cool. And like I always say to you, that many people who watched a video, say 50,000, if you lined them up outside in the street,
It's a lot of people,
and you would never meet that many people.
You say that,
world.
It's saying I'd imagine like a grandparent saying it. Just sounds so sweet, and I'm always like, oh.
No, but it's like perspective, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think you've said it before, like you start to see your audience as numbers rather
than
individual people.
We were looking the other day, and it's when you go back to the old videos 2 years ago, and it's like videos are getting between like 1 and 3 million views a video.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And like looking back now, I'm like, that is mental. Like mentioning comments there, it's something that Matt and I have talked about a little bit recently. And I've got this mindset where it's really sad that I'm in this place, but I feel like I can't read my YouTube comments anymore. I've been very open to you about it. I feel like I can't do it just because, yes, we've changed content. We talk about it fucking millions of times before. People know it, but the comments put me in a real dark place. Genuinely, I'll be like on top of life, and then it's like I could read some comments. For some reason, they've never really hit me, but they've really started to affect me, and I don't know why.
What in particular about the content itself?
Yeah, the content. No. People can say whatever they want about my appearances. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's more about, if someone's coming for the content and stuff, and I'm just like, it just puts me in a bad place. And I'm like, the routine is now, I'm asking you what the comment's like. And then if you're like, oh, they're good, then I'll go and read them, which is so sad.
Well, when you first mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, I thought you were joking. And then I realised when I saw you, you hadn't actually read the comments. I was like, what? Yeah, they're really good.
It's because I think I've said it before, but when they're attacking that, it's like they're attacking me. The comments are, it's like, and some of them are so cutthroat, it's like, it's brutal. And it's like, it's not nice to read, is it?
It
doesn't matter what anyone says. Like, I've said it hundreds of times before, you could read 100 good comments. If there's one bad comment, in that 100 comments, that one bad comment will stick with you.
That's so sad, isn't it? That's like the human nature.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. That's a very unique thing to YouTubers, because it's, you know, if a TV show does an episode people don't like, then it's the TV show.
Yeah, they can like maybe go to Twitter. Yeah,
like, exactly. The writers are rubbish. They don't normally single out people.
An individual, yeah.
Well, that's what happened recently with The Last Jedi of Star Wars. The actress left Twitter because she was getting so much hate. Because people didn't like her subplot in the film.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But why are we in a society where people feel like that's okay to do and say these things? And I don't... You know, constructive criticism's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a bad review or something, yeah, you just have to take it on the chin.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here going, oh my God, I can't read bad comments, because it's not that. It's when someone's just out and out being a dick. Mm. And it's like that... I don't feel like that sets anyone up.
But does that demotivate you? Does that make you not want to upload videos? How does it make you feel?
Shit. Like, I'm being really honest. Like, just shit. It's just really hard, because when you're trying to transform and grow as a creator, when someone is then bringing you back down in a non-constructive way, that's what's fine hard, because you start to question what you're actually doing. You start thinking, oh shit, am I actually doing the things that, is this actually funny? Like, I thought it was hilarious and someone doesn't like it. You just go in this circle of darkness. And you've even said it before, it's like, if the content gets bad comments, you sometimes question yourself.
So at time of recording, the most recent video is the daily vlog.
Yeah.
The joke is that vloggers always are so crazy, but then their lives are actually pretty normal sort of thing. But anyway, I was really worried for those comments, because I did think, is this going to just go over people's heads? Or is this just something me and you find funny?
Yeah.
Because you never know, do you? That's what I'm saying.
Like, we, of course, we can think things are funny, but it's like...
You can't force someone to laugh. No. It's one of the hardest things to do, I think.
Yeah.
Making people laugh.
Rounding that up, I think it's just the continuing of, we believe in the stuff we're doing and we're just going to stick with it.
Well, that's all you can do, isn't it? Back in the day, you would be going through every single comment. As soon as the video's up, we'd both sit there refreshing it. First hour, just seeing what the comments are. Yeah. So I find that crazy. Is it because you're on your own when you're doing it?
Don't know. It just does.
If we're together and it's a bad comment, we'll laugh about it or something like that. Maybe if it's on your own and you're just like, oh, well, this is shit.
Don't know. It doesn't put me in a good place. So I just remove myself from that situation, which is sad, because I feel like the comments is a place where you get to know a part of your audience. But like we've always said, how many YouTube videos have you commented on before? When you've loved a video, how many have you... The amount of videos you've shown me, you're like, this is hilarious. Jack's Films the other day, you told me how amazing this video was. Did you comment on it?
No.
There you go.
Wait, that's such a good point. I've never commented on it.
And that's one of the only things I keep in my head, is it's like, well, the videos still get likes. There are still some lovely comments. Mm. And that's what I'm sad about, is that this dark place has turned me away from those nice comments. But yeah, you just have to think that you watched... How many people listening to this watch a video that they like? They might share with a friend, but they don't comment on that video.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I remember you saying, I think it was... You were at some event and someone came up to you and said, oh, I thought the Jake Paul video was really funny.
Yeah.
But they're not commenting on it.
No.
But then it's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah. Swings and roundabouts. What is that saying you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand what it means either.
Swings and roundabouts. Roundabouts, I get, like, it goes round. Yeah. What's the swing part? Like, it swings off the roundabout?
Going up and down. Because it's like, you're always going to be ups and downs.
Maybe. If someone can enlighten us on the hashtag LYE, plus any other thoughts that you might have had from listening so far.
We love this, and you should too, brackets, or at least try it.
Yes, I'm so prepared.
You are, aren't you? Do you want me to go first while you're so prepared?
Yes.
Last night, the reason my voice is a little bit raspy, I watched the football at Inferno's, which is a club in Clapham.
You get a little side deal with them.
Well, I was speaking to them last night. Got free entry and a bit.
I know what you're like after you had a few drinks on the podcast. That's all I'm saying.
They've done a pop-up. So for all the England games, you can go and you pay, I think it's like £8 or £12. And you go in, you get a beer, and you can watch the football on like a big screen. So that sounds normal. That just sounds normal.
With all the lights.
But the atmosphere was amazing. It was honestly, it's one of the best experiences I've ever had watching football.
I have to say, if you like being in a rowdy crowd,
yeah, Oh, it's not for everyone.
Then I would say yes. From watching the videos I watch, I watched your...
Which ones did you... On my Instagram
just your story. And I was like, that is my idea of hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very nice. You asked me if... Oh, no, she just said if I wanted to watch it with you. I'm not sure if you invite me to your house or to a
party. Oh, no, no. I mean, yeah, either. It was both.
Oh. I would have... If I was here, I would have done your house.
Not really
about the pub watching.
It was funny.
I liked the idea because when you told me you were watching at a pub, I was like, oh, I hate that because you never know if you're going to get a seat. Yeah. You're never going to see a screen. You can't hear anything.
But so, exactly.
With a guaranteed seat.
Yeah, we paid a little bit more for seats because you can go and you just have like the terrace and you're standing. And
that's
like,
the good luck ticket, isn't it?
It is. It didn't look too bad because it did have loads of screens.
Well, now you've done this promo.
Oh,
fucking Ramo next time.
And also, it's funny because it's the club that, you know, in the first Inbetweeners film when they go in, it's that club. And I was like, oh, it was a bit smelly.
You and Thirsty Chris.
Yes. But it was really good fun. I would recommend that, guys. If you're going to go and watch the footy, try it. It's a good experience. But it's over 18, though, because it's a club. You can't. Sorry.
I would recommend shaving your hair.
Just... generally.
Yeah, I've obviously had a buzz cut for about a month or so now.
No, it's not a month.
I think it's more than a month.
No.
Mate.
Oh my God, time is just slipping away, isn't it?
I will tell you how long ago it was. I think it's could even be 2 months.
Honestly, that's blown my mind.
13th of May.
That's over a month.
Yeah, it's 5 weeks ago.
It depends on what your forehead's like.
No, let me pull that back. Let me pull that back a bit. If you're wanting to do something different to your hair, I feel like... mainly guys, because I feel like guys are more easily, they're less up for trying things with their hair. I just feel guys, I don't know
why.
Is that
because you're looking at me and I haven't changed my haircut in about
basing it on all my mates
years.
As well.
Oh, good. Okay. Like, it's just, so everyone's the same.
I feel like guys like find a haircut and they're like, this is me for life. Like, number two on the side, three at the back, 1 centimeter off top, done for life. You just never change because it's easy. You know what you're getting.
You're comfortable. You know what you're doing.
And I feel like particularly guys aren't up for taking a risk with their appearance. Don't know why. That's just, I'm completely summing up guys in one sentence there.
Do you want to see something funny, actually?
Go on then.
I took a risk with my hair the other day because I was playing around and I was like, oh, what can I do? And basically, I look like Harry Kane, I've discovered.
Show me.
But I'm preparing it for when I have long hair because I want it to have like, so I was like combing it back and then it turned into a slick back and I was like,
I tried to get you to do that hairstyle like 2 years ago.
So bad.
I don't think it looks that
bad. Mate, it looks awful.
It doesn't. It looks weird because of your pose you're doing.
Oh, well, I was just doing like, on the hair. I wasn't posing.
Weird pose.
But yeah, so carry on.
I would recommend just trying something like, no matter what your fear is, hair grows back. Like, it does. Like, yes, you can have receding hairlines and stuff like that, but, like, most of the time...
You're going to have a lot of complaints coming through. Marcus, my hair won't grow back.
If you shave your head, it's not like you're not removing all your hair particles all at once and then it's like gone. It doesn't work like that. I just think a lot of people want to try things, but they're often scared to, and I just think you should give it a go.
Would you be annoyed if I turn up tomorrow with the exact same haircut as you?
No, because I know I'd look better than you.
Oh my God. No, I am jealous of though. So what? Jealous. I bet it takes 2 minutes to dry.
Yeah, so with a...
So jealous.
Yeah, that's...
And do you have to do anything to it? Do you put any texture in literally nothing?
No. But it's shaped, like when it's cut, it's not just someone going, oh, shave that off, mate. Like it takes 45 minutes to shape it.
I'll cut it for you if you want.
No,
I've got a razor.
Absolutely not. So... finalizing that round, I would just say take it away, take it to clothes, take it to anything. If you've got an idea to try something new to your appearance that you're a bit scared of, just give it a go.
Are you ready? Steady.
Ready, steady, cook.
Big question.
Let's do it. Hit me.
Headline. Woman calls for KFC just so delivery driver can help get rid of spider.
I saw this.
Basically, pretty self-explanatory here. Woman from Bournemouth. From the ends. So Demi Sweeney, a 22-year-old criminology student, spotted a huge spider outside her room. And she had no idea what to do. She was very scared. So she ordered a Deliveroo for KFC, but mentioned in it, you know, you could put a special request, put, can the driver please help me with this spider? And then Deliveroo replied saying, we'll see what he can do. And he arrived and he was a bit scared, but got the job done. And there's a photo of him helping there.
What a fucking legend.
That is cute, isn't
what
it?
What a fucking legend. When he signed up that, for Deliveroo, it does not say part of your job includes removing spiders from people's houses.
She better have tipped. Because really she's got a bit of exposure from this, you know, on this fantastic podcast.
Well, I mean, Deliveroo are loving it as a PR story. They are lapsing that up.
Yeah, they are.
He's been promoted from a bicycle to a motorbike.
So, yeah, he did that, helped her. Yeah. She had some chicken. It was all good. I'm going to say, Freight, you're going to cringe. It's all gravy. So my question to you is, if you could have a delivery person come and do any aspect of your life for you, what would it be? I think my answer is top notch. So I think it's the best answer I've ever heard.
Okay.
I would have them do my hangovers for me.
What?
I would have them come and do my hangovers for me. Like they can they just take my hangover. If they can do any
it's
aspect
not
of
a real
your life.
Thing.
In this question, it is.
It's not a real thing.
No, in this question, it is. They can come. They're going to do my hangover for me.
Okay. But that's not physically possible.
No, but the principle of it works.
Okay, I want them to come and deliver Harry Potter in my room.
Wait, like, is that what you want?
No, but that's would you accept that as an answer?
Of course. It's hyperfect. Anything. It could be anything.
All right, I would like them to come and give me 100 billion trillion pounds, and then I can solve poverty in the world. There we go.
You made me look like an absolute knob now. There we go. I just want my hangovers done, and you're saving the world.
There we go. You said anything's possible.
So I thought of a good one for you, actually.
What?
Do all your travelling for you, so you don't have to go on planes anymore. So you think, I'm going to go here, and then you wake up, and you're in the place.
All right. Okay.
That's a good one, isn't it?
No, because it's not possible.
Like, or they could take your social anxiety for you. So before you go in a room, they're like, right, mate, don't worry, I've got this. And then you're there, like, living it up.
How many wishes have we got from the magic
genie?
It's
one. Like,
it's what it is, isn't it? Like, fuck's sake. Can you answer it properly now?
What would your proper answer be? Because I don't know if I've got one.
Oh, you got to think on the spot like me for once. Proper answer would be, I feel awful saying it because they should never have to do it.
Clean your toilet or something.
Oh, God, no. No. I would give them a very large tip each time to put away the washing. It's my most hated chore.
What, a clothes house. Wash?
I hate it. Yeah, clothes wash. So, in a realistic thing, I would...
I'd like that, actually, because normally you're like clothes horse, whatever it is always
mate.
Where I'm sat.
Yeah,
so
right,
that'd be quite nice.
Always where you sat. It was there for the first time yesterday.
Oh, we do sound like America, don't we? Okay, my proper one then would be come and do, I don't know, cleaning, I think.
Yeah.
Come and do all my cleaning for me, like in the bathroom and stuff.
There you go.
I prefer my other answer.
Other answers it is. Well, there we go. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Lower Your Expectations. Please let us know your thoughts in the comment section on iTunes or with the hashtag LYE. You can subscribe on Acast, on other platforms. And yeah, we look forward to speaking to your ears next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Some water.
Yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.